Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week we are talking about an encounter with God, about what that is, about how we live with an encounter in our lives. And you shared about how sometimes we could have the, let's say, misconception that it's because of amazing music, fantastic preaching, and then specific environment, which is why we might have an encounter with God. But really an encounter with God is an experience just between God and ourselves that
can happen anytime.
Anywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, like, I'm not saying that having good preaching and we're preaching about God, we're using the Word of God, the Bible, Scripture, and the music, which actually even helps often in your own spirit to be in the right place. Mm. But it all depends on, one, on your attitude. Are you open?
Yep.
But two, God's right to say, well, I'm coming to you now.
Mm.
You know, like Saint Paul, who was Saul, he was seeking truth and he thought he was living the truth in his life, but it wasn't like he was going, oh, I've got to find out about this Christianity because I'm totally wrong.
Yeah.
But God came and went bang.
Mm.
He had that experience, that encounter.
Yeah.
Because that God felt like, well, he's got all these wonderful qualities and abilities, but he's on the wrong track.
Mm.
I've got to do something about it.
Mm.
Other times it's like we sort of question our life, where we're going, what other people think. And so we then seek out what this truth is, who this God is.
Mm.
Even if it's not, we don't say the word God, we're seeking the truth for our life.
Yep.
And that's how we often find God.
Mm. Mm. So what would you describe an encounter is?
So hard to explain. Because it could be so different for different people.
Mm.
I believe you could encounter God by singing and a Christian song. I believe you could encounter God by reading scripture. That's what St. Augustine happened to him. His mother had been sharing with him. He was still living his life, whatever. And one day he was bored and he opened up the Bible.
Mm.
And that was the beginning. It's hard to really define because the Spirit of God comes wherever he wants.
Mm.
It says he blows hither, wherever it desires, God will do. So I don't think you can pinpoint this one thing.
Mm.
But, and the vehicles of, like I shared, of the good preaching and the environment and the music and all help bring the Spirit of God in, because it's like the Christians there are inviting God into wherever
they're gathered,
the meeting is or whatever they're doing. But we cannot put God in a box. What I'm trying to say though is we all need to somehow have experienced an encounter with the living God to sort of like cement the truth, to confirm what we've been taught.
Mm.
It's like to add on to our belief.
Yeah, because I think that some people, like your example of Saul to Paul, might have this amazing, like completely radical, life-changing encounter with God.
Yeah, definitely radical, yes.
But then
others not so.
There's also others who it's just, you know, every day in my life, I just have small
pockets
of truth. Yeah, that's this unfolding, that's it, of God in my life, and that's just as valid as someone who has a smack bang turnaround.
Yeah, like, so what I'm trying to say is don't put God in a box. Mm. Don't say, well, I've got to tick this. I've got to have the right music, the right environment, the right preaching, got to do that, and then God will come.
Mm.
We can invite God to come, and when the things are, I guess, in the right access, whatever, the right spirit attitude,
mm.
then we're inviting God. He will not deny him coming to us because we
yep.
are in the right place.
Because
it's very much our attitude. Are we open?
Because
think about it. Jesus said, I could not do many miracles in my town, in my village of Nazareth, because there was no belief there. Because there was no, I believe God, Jesus can do it. I believe this is the Son of God. I believe God can do anything he wants to do.
Or an openness.
That's what I mean. To, it's the attitude.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, maybe you don't know yet, but an openness to inquiring and maybe.
Yeah.
Like being God sees that. Yes. He likes that honesty.
Like
in us.
Having a seeking heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like I already know it all. Mm. Not like Mr. or Mrs. Know-it-all.
Yeah.
Because you're not open.
Mm. Yeah, because that's one of the things I've wrote down a question as I was listening to your heartbeat. How do we live with an encounter, or how do we like experience an encounter?
So, and the first thing I wrote one is to me seek than you. Him. Yeah,
but I think when there's this openness to seeking him, or like you said, seeking the truth, then God sees that, and again, God will do it differently for everyone, and also differently throughout your life. Like, I think you have an encounter with God, and then it comes to, I don't know, a certain attitude in your life, and then God shows you more of him and his love, and that changes you, and that can be considered an encounter.
Yes.
So there's elements that come.
Yes, I feel like it's a deeperness of him in you.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like he comes into your house, and your house is you, and you have all these rooms. And some of the rooms, you've shut the doors because you haven't wanted to clean that room.
Yep.
There's cobwebs in another. You're hiding things in another. But the other ones are open and accessible.
Mm.
Well, God wants to be in our total life.
Yeah.
So he comes along and knocks on one door and says, time to open the door.
Mm.
Time to clean it out. Time to get rid of the rubbish and the cobwebs and whatever. Or the things you're trying to hide.
Mm.
Because God is truth, but God is love and merciful. And so I feel like it's an unfolding of going deeper and knowing, and it's not just a knowledge, it's a heart knowing of God, the spirit talking to the spirit.
Yeah. And then I've also just put, you talked about doing good works and seeing glory of God, like in the good works that we do. And I think we do encounter God as we step out and do good works, because we see how God's love works through us and works through others. And he gives us an experience of himself when we do that, when we're loving our neighbour, which
when
is what he calls us
others.
To. Yeah, when we serve other people. Another thing that I really liked is that you said when you know God, your perception of truth increases and you see the world with different eyes and you live differently. And I suppose that really just spoke to me, because when we do come to know God, our eyes are open to different things, and we can look at situations in life that happen to us, and we can have eyes that go, oh God, you're saying something to me in this situation, or you're taking me in a new place, Lord, you're changing my heart, that others may not see. Because one, that might be a different thing that God's doing in them. But when we seek God continually, then he does open us up more to what he's doing in our life. And he does increase.
And things aren't just coincidence.
Mm.
We see it as the hand of God speaking to us, acknowledging us, maybe reprimanding us, maybe commanding us, directing us, guiding us, and all in a good way. Never condemning us, maybe convicting us a bit about our lives or what's happened or how we're speaking or attitude. Mm. But you don't only see that when, I guess, you open up yourself to God and trust in him more.
Yeah.
And then you say again, I'll trust you even further, Lord.
So the weekly challenge that I've got down is to seek him. Yeah. Like, and maybe that's getting out your Bible. Like you talked about how God speaks to us through the word, and the emphasis that you put on, it's living. Like it does want to speak to us. So maybe it's sitting down with your Bible, talking to other people.
Having an attitude of openness.
Yeah.
Of what could God say to me or do with me or whatever he wants to do right now.
So that's the weekly challenge for this week. We hope that you've been really blessed by our chat, and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.